You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Hendricks head coach Emily Cummings. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Great, thank you.
Coach, a transition for the Hendricks basketball team this year. You step in and take over for Thad McCracken in your first season in Conway. Just talk about the adjustments you and the team have made and how things have been progressing so far this season.
Well, I believe one of our biggest things, both on my part and the team's part, is just getting used to each other. As I came in new, implementing, you know, new offense, new defense, an entirely different and new system, them having to learn, you know, my expectations of them and how hard that they're going to have to work. And I think that it's been tough for me as well to learn 14 new different personalities, as well as trying to, you know, have a good leadership role for them. And, you know, we're starting to turn the corner, and I think we've learned each other pretty well, and we understand, you know, I understand what they need from me, and they understand, you know, my expectations again, and I think that we're headed in the right direction.
You know, this team comes off a 20-5 season, the most wins that the program has had since the 2000 season, 13-3 in the SCAC. Definitely some key pieces to work with. Do you feel any added pressure as a head coach with all the success they had a year ago?
You know, I think I'd be crazy if I said no, but in the same sense, I think that, you know, they had a tremendous year last year, and they lost three key players, and it's, we have most of our returners back, including, you know, one of our best players, Christina Byler. And I honestly believe that where they went last year and the level of success that they achieved is something that I'm very fortunate to take over and help build on and prepare for this year. And I think that, you know, I don't feel a great deal of pressure, you know, from last year and me coming in new this year. I see it more as a challenge that, you know, my assistant and I are willing to accept and build and get better so that we're, you know, winning the conference and not just the West Division. And I think that our players understand that, you know, it's not going to be handed to them this year because they did so well last year. And I honestly believe that, with our work ethic and the direction that we're headed right now, that we should be, you know, a pretty good conference contender this year.
Well, you mentioned Christina Byler, no question, one of the top returning players in the entire league this year. Last year, 17.3 points, 9.1 rebounds, almost averaging a double-double. Just talk about what you've seen from her as a player and a leader so far this season.
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to see a whole lot of her because she's been injured. She's starting to get back into practice right now. One of the things, though, when I first arrived here that I noticed about Christina was that she probably works harder than anybody on our team. Whether she's injured and can't play basketball on the court, she's in the weight room, she's in shooting by herself, and hearing so much about her as I'm coming in. She was one of the first kids that came up and watched film with me when I first got here so that she could understand, you know, what I wanted. And I knew that if I got her on board with the offense that we're running, that she could help implement that to our other post players and be a good leader, you know, unfortunately on the sidelines right now for the rest of our team. And she has done exactly that. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what she can do. Personally, myself, hopefully she'll be ready to go next week. But I think that she has so far shown tremendous leadership off the floor. I can't wait to see what she can do on the floor.
When I talked to Christina earlier, she really emphasized defense. I know defense is really important in your system. Just talk about, you know, what listeners can expect to see from a Coach Cummings-led basketball team.
That's exactly it, is defense. I think that it's fun to score on the offensive end, but in all honesty, I think everything starts with our defense. And if we have relentless half-court defense, we're going to apply, you know, a great deal of ball pressure and force people to really make a quick decision and probably put the ball on the floor and take away a lot of shots and helping and recovering and have a lot of backup support within the other four players of our team. That's what you can really expect, is a great, relentless half-court team defense on our end. So,
really strong junior class, coach. Girls like Sam Devlin, Anna Roan, Jordan Henderson. Talk about those three girls and what they bring to the court.
Again, they bring a great deal of experience. I think with them being juniors this year, as sophomores last year, and I think over the summer, from watching some game film last year and now seeing them live in practice, I think they've had, you know, a great summer to get better and mature, and they bring, you know, again, tremendous leadership, whether it is, you know, not being very vocal but leading by example, and working hard and also pushing other people. And they, you know, those three are a core group of our team that, you know, really buy into what we do and force others on our team to buy into what we do. And they kind of just complete the circle of what we're trying to do with our program.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Hendricks head coach, Emily Cummings. And coach, when you took over the job, just talk to me what was the thing that excited you most about coming to Conway and the challenges you knew you'd face.
Well, obviously, the first thing that excited me was my first head coaching experience. Hendricks College is probably one of the best places that I could be, you know, starting off my head coaching career, for the simple reason that a lot of people would probably look at this opportunity as maybe not so great with last year's head coach still here. Thad and I have a great relationship, and I know that I can walk next door and ask him anything, and he's going to help me out, and he helped me through, you know, the whole process, and was very encouraging, and a lot of people wouldn't see that probably in the same light as I do. But that was one of the biggest things that excited me. A couple of the other things is Conway's a great town. It's continuously getting bigger. Our focus with academics and athletics are both very strong. We have a beautiful campus. Our facilities are probably some of the best in the country. And I think to walk into a job like this, and hopefully in a couple years, people will feel the same way as I do, that this is probably going to be one of the top jobs in the country for Division III.
Now, obviously, coming in at the time you did with the head coaching job, there's a little bit of a limbo period. But just talk a little about the freshman class that has come in this year. And do you feel like you have some girls that are not only adjusting to college basketball well, but also have a chance to maybe make an impact on this team this year?
Absolutely. I honestly couldn't ask for four better freshmen to have on our team. And they're a well-rounded group. They work hard. They listen. They do everything that we ask. One of the things that I was worried about, as you know, probably most coaches are, is, you know, will freshmen be able to meet the demands of college basketball, since it's quite a transition from high school? And they absolutely have. I have one of probably, and you'll see when we go throughout our seasons, probably going to be one of the best rebounders in this conference, and probably one of the best rebounders the conference has ever seen. And our three other freshmen work hard every day, and absolutely, I believe that all four can be an impact for this program, if not this year, in the coming years.
You know, Coach, as you mentioned, new to the league, but definitely familiar with the SCAC, having been an assistant at LaGrange. Just talk about the challenges you expect to face now at being a head coach in the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference.
For me personally, the travel schedule is probably going to be my biggest challenge. You know, coaching over at LaGrange, our furthest game was 5 hours, and, you know, being over here at Hendricks, our closest game is 5 hours. So that's definitely going to be an adjustment for me, and also playing those back-to-back games in the weekend. Whereas, you know, over at LaGrange College, we played on Wednesdays and Saturdays usually, so we always had, you know, ample period between games, and now we're having to prepare, you know, for an entire weekend. So I think that's going to be a huge adjustment. The other adjustment that I think that I'm facing with this new position is just the level of competition. I played for Wilmington College up in the OAC, and the OAC is pretty nationally known as a pretty competitive conference, and the SCAC, I think, is right there with it. I think they're tough. I think there's a number of teams that you know, compete on a high level every single day. The conference that, you know, I was a part of in LaGrange wasn't very competitive at all. So I'm having to readjust and come back to, you know, adjusting my expectations of players and after games and that sort of thing. So
know, Coach, finally, as you've gone through preseason and practice and are preparing towards the 2010-11 season, what are some of the goals you have for this team, and how have the Warriors, you know, gone about, you know, really trying to get better, two or three things that you guys have really tried to get better at each day in order to be ready for the start of the season?
One of our goals that we have for this team and this season is to absolutely get the best out of each player every day. It's important for us to go into practice and focus on what we need to do and what we need to get better, and then revisit the things that we're already, you know, pretty good at so that we can be even better there as well. So that's going to be one of, you know, my assistant, Chris Lagos, and myself's biggest goals is it has to be on a daily basis to get the best from each kid. And then I think that, you know, all other goals will take care of themselves. One of the things that we've really had to work on and focus on, again, you know, with me being new, is our implementing our new offensive sets and, you know, how we're going to operate on the offensive end, but also getting the kids to buy in and be absolutely relentless on the defensive end. And again, defense is where it all starts for me, and that's what we have made a main focus with our practices is just being, you know, up in people's shorts and, you know, ball pressure applied. And I think if we play good, solid half-court defense, then our offense is going to come. So those are some of the things that we're really focusing on right now as we enter our first game and as we go throughout the season.
Hendricks College head women's basketball coach Emily Cummings. Again, the Warriors open up their 2010-11 campaign November 15th at home against East Texas Baptist. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward through your first season at Hendricks.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it.